If you weren't too far from the days when you were in high school, you probably remember that a teenage boy is about as unpredictable as the wind. And so because Henry Aldridge is an average boy, the kind you'll find anywhere in your town, well, there's just no telling. It's morning, and the scene opens in the Aldridge living room.
Now, don't worry, Ed. I've taken care of everything.
I know, Sam. The country club couldn't have a better chairman of the arrangements committee.
Thank you, Ed.
But I can't help worrying. Last year, only 11 people turned up for our 4th of July celebration.
And 6 of them were waiters.
That's right.
Well, this 4th of July will be different. I have a real surprise.
A surprise?
A special fireworks display. George Washington crossing the Delaware on horseback.
But Sam, didn't Washington cross in a rowboat?
That's the surprise. And that isn't all. I've... You see, Ed, if we want a big crowd, we have
to... Mr. Aldridge.
No, Homer, he isn't. Now, my idea, Ed, is to...
He isn't home?
I mean, he isn't here. The thing, Ed, is not to quibble about pennies.
Oh, I agree with you, sir.
Now, if we spend a little money on publicity, we'll be able to... Homer, do you find this conversation particularly interesting?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean...
Homer, if you want Henry, he's in the kitchen.
Thank you.
The kitchen is the room with the refrigerator.
He is, Mr. Aldridge. I know that.
Good. Now, if you don't mind...
Oh, sure, Mr. Aldridge. I'm going.
As I was saying, Ed, in order to make this...
Hi, Henry.
Hello, Homer.
What are you doing, Henry?
What does it look like?
Like you're cleaning the stove.
That's what I'm doing.
What have you been punished for?
Sorry, Homer. A guy can help his mother out without being forced to do it, can't he?
You mean you're doing this of your own free volition?
Sure. And Homer, since I'm going to be busy...
Oh, don't mind me, madam. I'll just sit here and watch.
Don't be such a wise guy, Homer.
Personally, there's nothing I like to see better than a well-kept kitchen.
Listen, if you came over to scarf at me...
I don't see how you keep your kitchen so white and clean.
Homer?
And your woodwork. It's just spotless.
Homer, it may interest you to know that the reason I'm helping my mother is on account of the party.
I find the scouring tire does wonders.
What party?
The one we're having here tonight.
Tonight? Here? Don't you want me to help you clean the stove, you know, old pal?
Oh, I don't know, Homer. My mother's pretty fussy about her stove.
Aw, come on, Hen. Let me help. I'm a swell stove cleaner.
Well...
Please, Hen.
You talk me into it. Here, take the rag. I'll just rest a little.
Thanks, Homer. You're a pal.
All the way and back, Homer. You'll have to get a little dirty.
Oh, that's all right. I don't mind. What kind of party are you having, Hen?
Farewell party, because we're going to the country for the summer.
Have you invited many people?
No, it's just going to be a small affair.
You mean exclusive?
Kind of. Get all the burners, Homer.
Oh, sure, Hen, sure. All invitations out?
Almost all.
Oh. But there are still some people you haven't asked?
Yeah. Just one.
Here's some clean towels, Henry. Dear, I asked you to clean the stove.
It's been done, Mother, by what you might call remote control.
Well, I'm doing it, Mrs. Aldridge.
My goodness, Homer, I didn't see you under the stove.
I'm getting all the corners.
Thank you, dear. Henry, I don't think it's very nice making Homer do your work.
The mother was his own idea.
That's no excuse. Will you please go help Mary vacuum the hall rug?
Gee whiz, Mother, do I have to? That's girl's work.
Well, you could clean out the garage. That's man's work.
Well, what I had in mind was more boy's work.
And then there's the basement.
Yes, Mother, I'll help Mary. I'm going right now.
Is there anything you want me to do, Mrs. Aldridge?
No, thank you, Homer. My goodness, you got yourself all dirty from the stove.
Oh, I don't mind getting dirty. After all, it's... not as though I was doing anything tonight.
You're not?
Doc, no. Or if I was, I've got another suit I could wear.
Oh, that's nice.
It's the suit I always wear to parties. I'd like you to see it sometime.
Oh, I'd like to, dear.
When?
Why not tonight? We're having a little party here.
Gee, thanks. I'd love to.
Good. We'll accept you then.
Of course, I don't want to be in the way.
Oh, not at all, Homer.
I mean, maybe I'll be one too many for an exclusive party.
Nonsense, dear. You're quite welcome.
The last thing in the world I want to do is force myself.
Homer, don't you want to come?
Did I give you the impression I didn't?
Let's see what Mother says, Henry.
Sure, ask her. You'll see. You'll see.
Children, not so noisy.
Mother, Henry says I have to stay home for the party tonight. Do I, Mother?
Now, dear...
You're doing like you do, Mary. Mother's making me stay, isn't she?
Henry, you stay out of this. Mother, I'm supposed to go to the movies tonight with Colonel.
If Mary goes, so do I.
Hey, Jim, what kind of a party is this? Now, Mary, you and Henry will both stay home. After all, it's the last time you'll see Aunt Harriet all summer.
Is that the party?
Just me and Harriet?
Yes, dear.
Oh, boy.
But, Mother, I see Aunt Harriet every single day.
And I see her oftener than that.
That's enough. This family party was your father's idea, and I don't think he'd like the way you're both behaving.
Yes, Mother.
But, Mother, it's a Donald O'Connor movie. Francis goes to the races.
I don't care where Francis goes. You're staying home.
Mother!
Now, come along, Mary. Help me with the bedroom, please.
Mother, what am I going to tell
Colonel? Boy, honey, if I'd known it was a family party, I wouldn't have let your mother invite me.
You mean you're inviting?
Yeah, and you can just uninvite me. That's all uninviting.
Gee whiz, Homer. What kind of an attitude is that?
Listen, if I want to waste an evening that way, I happen to have relatives of my own.
Henry, Mother
needs
you to finish vacuuming the hall.
Boy, Mary, that's girl's work.
Mother said if you said that, she'd tell you the garage needs to be...
I know, Mary, I know.
I suppose you know how to operate a vacuum cleaner.
Don't worry, Mary. If there's one thing I know, it's how to maneuver a Hoover.
My word for it, Ed. This will be the biggest 4th of July celebration the country club has ever had.
Father, may I disturb you?
You already have, Mary. What is it?
Mother would like you to move the living room furniture when you have time so we can go out to the rug.
Mary, tell your mother I'm busy. Oh,
that's all right, Sam. I'm going anyway.
My goodness, Father. I just gave you Mother's message. That's all.
Well, Sam, if the ticket committee does a good job, everything will be fine.
Well, we just have to make it our individual business to get as many people to come as we can.
Well, you're right, Sam. Now, I won't keep you from the furniture. I'll see you later.
Good night, Ed.
Bye.
Next time I clean the stove, Henry, you can do it by yourself.
Oh, hold on.
Yes, sir.
Would you answer the question for me?
If this is the one about how you get down from an elephant's back, I've heard it.
No, Homer, this is... How do you get down from an elephant's back?
You don't. You get it from a duck.
What do you think of it? I've heard it. Homer, would you say that a 6-piece orchestra is large enough for dancing?
Oh, it sure is, Mr. Walton. You're going to have an orchestra?
Of course we are. Nothing but the best.
Why, sir? Well, that is, Mrs. Walton said it was going to be a small affair.
Yeah, but she was just being modest. As a matter of fact, it's going to be one of the biggest affairs Centerville has ever seen.
Gosh. But even Henry thought it was going to be a small, quiet gathering.
I think Henry is due for a surprise.
Oh, I get it.
And by the way, Homer, I want to see as many people show up as possible. I'd appreciate it if you'd spread the word to anyone who doesn't know.
I sure will. You can depend on me, Mr. Alder.
Good, Homer, good.
Oh, boy.
To bring the ladder
up. All right. Don't forget, Homer. Spread the word.
You bet, Mr. Alder.
Spread the word about what, Homer?
I can't tell you, Homer. It's a secret.
You and my father have a secret?
Sure. And don't ask me what it is. I'm honor bound not to tell. And wild horses couldn't drag it from me.
Okay, Homer. That's the way you feel.
Besides, it would spoil the whole thing if you knew.
Knew what?
If your father was going to... I almost told you.
Okay, Homer, don't tell me. I don't want to know.
All right, Hen, if you insist. But remember, you forced it out of me.
What?
This party tonight. You and Aunt Harriet?
Yeah.
It's just a blind.
It is?
Sure. It's really a surprise party for you.
For me? Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. Your father just told me, face to face.
Gee whiz.
And it's going to be a real big affair, an orchestra and everything.
An orchestra?
Sure, and I'm supposed to invite anyone I can think of.
Boy, I wonder why my father's getting a party for me.
There must be some reason. Is it some special occasion?
None that I can think of. I don't graduate till next year. Maybe. It isn't my birthday.
Say, that's it.
What's it? I'll bet it's because I passed in chemistry.
You think that might be it?
Sure, I got a 62. That's the only thing that's happened lately that's worth celebrating.
Henry?
Homer, don't let my mother suspect I suspect anything.
Henry, will you help your father with the ladder?
I sure will, Mother.
I don't know why the curtains have to be changed today.
So the house will look nice,
Henry. All right, all right. Come on, Henry, give me a hand with the ladder.
Do you mind if I get a glass of... H2O first?
I beg your pardon.
That's chemistry for water.
It's also an excuse for not working.
Come along, Abbott.
Yes, sir.
Oh, dear, sometimes I think it'd be easier just to do everything myself.
Oh, Mrs. Walden.
Yes? I know all about it.
Oh, about what, dear?
About the party tonight. Really being a surprise party.
A surprise party?
Sure, you know.
No, Homer, I don't. And I don't think you should have told me.
But Mrs. Walden, it's a certain...
Homer, I don't want to hear about it.
But you're bound to find out.
And when I do, it'll be time enough.
But wouldn't you like to know what...
Please, Homer, not another word.
Yes, ma'am.
Would you mind having Henry and Mr. Aldrich come up?
Yes, not at all. I'll be glad.
Thank you, dear. Operator, please give me Elm 2020. Hello, is this the beauty shop? This is Mrs. Aldrich. Can I come in at 2:00? Oh, no, I couldn't wait that late. There's a special reason. My husband is giving a surprise party for me tonight. Yes, I found out by accident.
The occasion?
Oh, it's the anniversary of the day he proposed.
I'm sure it was the 28th.
What is the 27th? Was it you?
Mother, is anything wrong?
Wrong, Mary? No, of course not.
I don't know. You've been walking around with a funny look.
Oh, Mary, that's silly.
It's almost as though you know something.
I don't know anything. Not a thing.
All right, Mother.
Really, Mary, I don't know how you should say a thing like that.
If you know anything, I should know, Mother.
Mary, I tell you, I don't know a thing.
I'll get it, Mother.
Thank you, dear.
Hello?
Hello, Mary. This is Elaine.
Oh, hello, Elaine.
I just saw Homer Brown.
You did?
Yes, he invited me to the party tonight.
Homer invited you?
Said it was by the authority of your father. It's all right, isn't it?
Oh. Oh, of course, Elaine. It's just that I didn't know about it.
Well, I wanted to know what to wear. I thought that since your father was hiring an orchestra and everything, it might be formal.
Oh, no, Elaine. It's just a small family party.
But Homer said it was a surprise party.
It's nothing like that, Elaine. It's just a... A surprise party?
Mary, don't tell me you didn't know.
No, I didn't.
Oh, what an idiot I am.
But Elaine...
It never occurred to me that the party might be for you.
It is?
Isn't it?
My goodness, no wonder my mother was acting so mysterious.
Oh, please don't let on. I told you.
Oh, don't worry, I won't.
Mary, what's the reason for the party?
Oh, I can't think unless... Yes, that's what it is.
What?
My birthday.
Happy birthday
no.
to you.
No, it's next time. But we'll be in the country then, so they'll have to have it now.
Dinner, you can't do it.
Why not? It's my party, isn't it?
But when it's a surprise party on you, it isn't ethical to invite people yourself.
Homer, what have ethics got to do with Gladys?
Boy, Henry, you sure don't know girls. Ethics is everything to them.
It is? Okay, Homer, you call Gladys.
Hello, Willie. Can you come to a surprise party for Henry tonight? You're going to glee club practice? Well, bring them along.
Madeline, why don't you drop over to my house tonight? Oh, the lights may be out, but come in anyway.
Boy, Agnes, tonight of all nights you have to be a babysitter. Look, why don't you bring the baby along?
Hello, Lucy. This is Henry Aldrich. Aldrich. Yeah, you may not remember me, but I used to sit behind you in third grade.
Henry, I didn't expect to see you here. And I'm just as surprised to see you, Mother.
Oh, I don't know why you should be surprised. I suppose it's the most normal thing in the world for a woman to go to a beauty parlor.
That's right. I don't know why I came today.
It'd just as well have been tomorrow.
That's just the way I feel, Mother.
Especially since I'm not going to have much done.
I think I'll get a manicure and maybe a hair set.
Goodness, they certainly are busy today.
And I don't even have an appointment. Neither do I.
I wonder if you ladies could come back tomorrow. We're terribly rushed.
Tomorrow?
But I must... I mean, I'd like to have it done today.
You told me over the phone you'd be able to squeeze me in.
I'm sorry. I don't know what happened, but everyone seems to be going to a party tonight.
Yes, Homer, what is it?
Oh, I've been spreading the word, like you said.
Good, Homer. I knew I could depend on you.
George Bigelow raised a question.
What question, Homer?
He wants to know what flavor ice cream you're having.
All flavors. And sandwiches, cold drinks.
Boy, I better not let it get around or everybody will want to come.
Well, that's just what I want, Homer.
You do?
Get as many people as you can.
All right, Mr. Aldrich, if you say so. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What do you say, Homer? What do you say? Homer, don't you hear me?
Boy, Henry, your father wants me to invite more people.
He does? Gosh, who would think that chemistry was so important to my father?
That's right, Ed. 38. I just got a report from one of my agents. And it's just the beginning. We'll have more people at the country club this 4th of July than ever before. All right, this is why I called in. We'd better order more food. You better double the order to the caterer. Oh, no, wait a minute. The way things are going, you better triple it.
Goodness, Mother, how much longer are you going to have to wait?
I've just about reached the end of my patience, Mary.
Are you going to leave, Mother?
I'll wait just one more hour.
Oh, yes. How much longer will it be?
Oh, I'm very sorry you've had to wait.
Can you take us now?
Which one of you wanted these shampoos, sketch, facial, manicure, finger wave, and feather cut?
Please.
Well, I can only take one of you. Which one will it be?
Now, Mary.
Mother!
What you're worrying about? Your father said to invite as many people as I could. I know, Homer, but 54 people. How are we going to put them?
How about the basement?
I've allowed for that. There just isn't room enough in this house for that many people.
Well, I only did what your father told me.
I know, Homer, I know. Look, here comes my mother. Why don't you ask?
Okay, but you better be. You're not supposed to know anything about it.
All right, Homer, I'll be in my room.
Homer, wasn't Henry just here?
Yes, ma'am.
Mrs. Aldrich, you sure look nice.
Oh, thank you, dear. Just come from the beauty parlor.
Mrs. Aldrich, can I ask you something?
Of course, Homer.
It's about the surprise party tonight. You see, Homer, I'd rather not hear about it.
But Mrs. Aldrich, you don't know what I'm going to say.
And I don't want to know, dear. But Homer, please.
Yes, Mrs. Aldrich.
Mother, look at my hair. It's just awful.
Oh, it looks very nice, Mary. And besides, dear, I gave you your choice.
I know, Mother. Now I wish I had taken the shampoo and finger wave instead of the facial.
Now I'll help you with your hair, dear. Come upstairs.
All right, Mother. I hope you can do something with it.
Mary.
Yes, Homer, what is it?
Can I ask you something?
What is it, Homer?
Well, you know the surprise party tonight.
I do not.
What?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Listen, Mary, there's a party tonight.
Oh, no, I'd rather not discuss it. And I must say, I'm surprised at you.
Oh, Mary. Hello,
Mr. Aldrich. Excuse me. Mother's waiting for me. Mother, do you think I ought to wash my hair first?
Well, Oma, what's the latest figure?
It's, 54. But don't forget, you told me to spread it.
Splendid.
What?
Homer, I never realized before how talented you were when it came to spreading.
Put them all.
Oh, there's plenty of room at the country club.
The country club? The country club?
Now, what's the matter?
Nothing, Annie. I had no idea you were going that big.
Well, isn't this cozy? Our own little family at our own table.
Yes, Sam.
Yes, Father. Mm-hmm.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's see.
Don't you think we better wait, dear?
It's still early, Father.
And we might have, well, you know, company.
Oh, that's right. I forgot all about it. Where is Aunt Harriet?
Sam, didn't you call her?
I thought you would.
My goodness.
It's too late now. Alice, have you served dinner?
Oh, no, Father, not yet. Oh.
Wait, Father.
Wait, what for?
Sam, please.
What's going on? What's everybody all dressed up for? Is this a special day or something?
Now, Sam, please don't be kidding me.
Father, I hate to spoil your surprise, but I know.
You do? And I suppose you know, too, Henry.
tell you the truth, Father, I do. I just want to say I consider myself well rewarded for all the work I did in chemistry.
Fine. Now everybody knows but me. What is it? It's just an ordinary day, the 28th of June, and I don't see... Oh, I get it.
You do, Father?
And stop playing games.
The joke's on you, Alice.
It is?
This is a surprise party.
Father, we know that.
You're also clever about it, but my birthday isn't until next week.
Your birthday?
But, Father...
Oh, my goodness.
You're always saying how good you are at dates. A surprise party for me a whole week before my birthday.
Well, better early than never, Sam.
I just the same. I'm really touched. Thank you all.
Happy birthday, Father.
Happy birthday, Father.
Thank you.
Dear? Father, I hope you don't mind a present that's slightly secondhand.
What?
I thought I'd give you the present I got from Uncle George for Christmas. The BB gun. It's only been fired 3 times.
Thank you, Henry. Feel free to use it at any time.
Father, you remember that book of Robert Browning's poems I got last week?
Yes.
You said he was your favorite poet.
He certainly is.
Will you take it as a birthday gift? I haven't read it yet.
Thank you, Mary. Borrow it whenever you like.
Sam, you know that package that came today from Hester Brothers Department Store in Allentown?
Yes.
Please take it as a birthday present.
Alice, what will I do with the lady's umbrella?
Sam, please take it and don't ask any questions.
All right. Now, what about the birthday cake?
All I have is an apple pie. Oh,
good. I don't like cake anyway, and why should I have to eat something I don't like a week before my birthday?
I'll get the pie.
Now, don't bother, Alice. I'll get the phone. Hello?
Mr. Aldrich, where is everybody?
What's that, Homer?
I'm here at the country club with 96 people.
What?
Not including the glee club.
What?
And a baby.
A what?
Homer, is my whole family mad at you?
Boy. Now, wait a minute, Henry.
You and your surprise party. Boy.
Listen, Henry, you heard your own father tell me right on the telephone.
Homer, what my father was talking about was the big 4th of July party at the country club next week.
Well, gee whiz.
Mrs. Ezra Stone, now that I've stepped out of character, I'd just like to say a word to all you folks in our audience who've been friends and neighbors of the Aldridge family all these years. Folks, we want you to know how much we'll really miss our wonderful sponsor, the General Foods Corporation, and our foster fathers, Howard Chapin and Ray Smith, who have kept us and the world so well fed all these years. But I guess most of all, we'll miss you. We hope you'll miss us, too, just a little bit. Usually at the close of each show, I've always bid you goodnight for the entire Aldridge family, but tonight I think we should each speak for ourselves. In the booth, NBC's finest, Hollis Young, Paul Knight, and Bill Brinkmeyer. And, of course, our own Jack Miller and his fine orchestra.
Good night.
Teresa Bauer, Mary Aldridge.
Good night, everybody.
And Catherine Ross, Alice Aldridge.
Good night, everybody.
Al Jameson, Samuel Aldridge.
Good night, everybody.
And, of course, Jackie Kelt, Homer.
Good night, everybody.
And from me, Ezra Stone, may you always be healthy, prosperous, and appreciative of the folks who live next door to you. Good night and goodbye.